Natasha Renault, and this weekend in Aldershot, the town will be marking the 35th anniversary of the Falklands conflict. Joining me now is Peter Richens, one of the planning committee members for the commemorations. So Peter, can you just tell us, how will the town be remembering the conflict?
Well, we remember the conflict in three different areas. First, the veterans of the Parachute Regiment and elements of 16 Air Assault, who was down the Falklands with us, starting at the military cemetery with the drumhead service. From there, we move into town and we do a march around the town with a salute to our VIPs. First off, we have next of kin of the guys killed in action. But our VIP guests, Major General John Larmer, who's the Colonel Commandant of the Parachute Regiment, our local MP, newly elected, Major General Julian Thompson, Royal Marines, who was 3 Commando Brigade Commander in the Falklands Campaign, Suki Cameron from the Falkland Islands Government at the steps of the Princess Hall. That starts at 1:30. And please, any members of the Aldershot community, military or civil, please come along and show your support to the veterans. Within that march, we have our regimental mascot, who we all know and love, our Shetland pony, followed by our regimental band, and also elements from 16 Air Assault 2 and 3 Para and other units who supported us in the Falklands. Then we'll have another guard of Falklands veterans and a third guard of members of the Parachute Regiment Association and their standards. From 2 o'clock, we will be having a reception in Princess Hall and Princess Gardens. The military cemetery is a private drumhead service, but we do have one of these large television screens which are going to be located in the area of Princess Hall, and it will be televised through that television screen.
The drumhead service is going to be held at the Aldershot Military Cemetery, and that's where 18 soldiers who fell in the battle have been laid to rest.
Some people have said, why don't we go to Colchester for our anniversary, as that is where 2 and 3 Para are stationed now. But the big draw for us as veterans, Aldershot then, and is still to the veterans, the spiritual home of the Parachute Regiment. Also, we have 18 guys who sadly didn't return, and they're now buried in the cemetery in the Falklands plot, including Sergeant Ian Mackay of 3 Para, who gained his posthumous VC at the Battle of Mount Longdon. And a personal note for myself, I have a dear friend, Colour Sergeant Doc Finlay, who is in the cemetery, plus one of my company members, Stephen Illingsworth, who received the Distinguished Service Medal at the Battle of Goose Green.
This is all taking place this Sunday, that's the 18th of June. So if we would like some more information, whereabouts can we visit?
We have a website of www.facebook.com/para.
Well, Peter, thank you very much for talking to us and telling us all about the 35th anniversary of the Falklands conflict commemorations.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.